The WA government has once again refused to commit to a mandatory notification service when an Aboriginal person comes into police custody, despite the recommendations of a high-profile coronial inquest. Last week, the coroner found 22-year-old Aboriginal woman, Ms. Dew, had been treated inhumanely and her death in custody was preventable. The coroner recommended WA once again consider a custody notification service, like the one which exists in New South Wales and the ACT. Sarah Tingle reports.
This Boxing Day, Ms. Dew would have turned 25. Instead, her birthday comes soon after the coronial findings into her untimely death in custody. She had been taken to hospital 3 times in as many days, but she was deemed fit to be discharged back into police custody, and police told medical staff they thought she was faking it. Now, the WA coroner says the state government should consider implementing a round-the-clock custody notification service based on the model of New South Wales. In New South Wales, when an Aboriginal person comes into custody, it's compulsory for police to contact an Aboriginal legal service, who can then offer the person independent legal advice and ask them if they have any injuries which need to be attended to. Ruth Barson from the Human Rights Law Centre says this system saves lives.
The Western Australian government is showing very little commitment to addressing the crisis of Aboriginal people's over-imprisonment. And we know that the risk of more Aboriginal deaths in custody is directly related to the over-imprisonment of Aboriginal people.
In the 16 years since New South Wales introduced its custody notification service, only one Aboriginal person has died in police custody in that state. And in that case, police failed to use the service. Ruth Barson says in Western Australia, in the last 2.5 years since Ms. Dew's death alone, a number of other Aboriginal people have died in custody.
I understand in Western Australia, it's upwards of between 5 and 10 people. This case should have been a reckoning for the Western Australian government. It should have been an absolute wake-up call that things need to change in that jurisdiction.
In October, the federal government offered to fund the first 3 years of a custody notification service for Western Australia, but WA knocked back the money. The acting Indigenous Affairs Minister, Michaelia Cash, has told AM the offer is still on the table for any state as long as they make such a service compulsory. But in a statement to AM, Western Australia Deputy Premier Liza Harvey said WA already had its own system called the Aboriginal Visitor Scheme, or AVS. Unlike the New South Wales model, if an Aboriginal person comes into custody, it's not compulsory to notify the AVS. The AVS doesn't provide legal or medical advice, and instead of being independent, the AVS is run by the state government. Ruth Barson.
It's not good enough, and it's clear from the coroner's recommendations that it's not good enough. She recommended that scheme be mandatory.
Deputy Premier Liza Harvey says following the death of Ms. Dew, the state government took steps to avoid incarceration for low-level offending.
Sarah Dingle.